Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Now, Ask Me Anything, where we put your questions to people from interesting backgrounds or maybe working in an unusual profession or career. Today I'm joined by Alex Cunningham, of course, from Slane Castle. Alex, good afternoon. How are
good
things?
Good afternoon. Yeah, good.
What was it like to grow up in Slane Castle?
It was a great adventure is the best way I can describe it. It was never quiet because from a very young age, mum and dad, and then subsequently Iona, my stepmum, you know, had to do everything to keep the place going, whether it was running a restaurant or a nightclub or doing the gigs or doing car commercials, like whatever it took. So the place was a hive of activity.
It was your home, but it's also a business. Like, it's a business, really.
Yeah, we live in the business. Yeah. So we're up on the top floor with Karina and the kids and the dogs. And meanwhile, there's a hive of activity going on downstairs.
Yeah. And a lot of our listeners, of course, know Slane Castle as the so synonymous with great gigs and events over the years. But was there a point for you as a child and growing up in Slane Castle that you realised, you know, my house is quite different to maybe my friends, or I live in a castle?
Yeah.
Was there a realisation moment? Or
I think when I invited friends home from school, it was a little bit different for them. Hide and seek was great, but it tended to go on a bit longer than usual.
Yeah, I can only imagine. We've lots of listener questions, as you can probably imagine, Alex, coming in from people getting in touch even now on WhatsApp. It's 087 1400 106. Graham has sent in this voice note.
Can you give us a story about Slane Castle that most people don't know about?
Where do you start?
I suppose I'll give one just briefly about Dad. It's coming up on his anniversary.
Yeah.
And Dad was in and out of hospital, and he wasn't very well towards the end, but he was very determined. And I remember one time he came out of hospital and we had a group of, I think it was Americans, looking around the castle. And I was trying to usher him up to go and relax, but he was determined to meet. He loved greeting people. And one of the guests said, well, Henry, you know, how are you? And he said, because he hadn't been well at all. And all he said was, well, all I can say is I'm doing more drugs now than I did in the 60s.
In the 60s, right, okay.
So that was his way. He always had a humorous way of dealing with
his health
battles. Yeah.
This first anniversary's next month, isn't it?
Yeah, it's coming up. Yeah.
God, it's hard to believe that's a year. We've another voice note in from Sarah.
Hi, Alec. Growing up, did people ever use you to get into the castle?
The answer to that is yes, they did. And occasionally I'd be confronted with people, because I used to run the security for one of the entrances, and I would on occasion have people swearing blind that they knew Alex and therefore should be let in, and they were talking to me and they clearly didn't know me. Yeah.
Yeah, your kids' birthday parties must have been pretty cool over the years, I can imagine.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah, the demand for tickets was always there from a young age.
087 1400 106 is the number. Jennifer has this question for you.
Was there ever a famous person who came to the castle that was extremely rude?
The honest answer to that is no, actually. Everyone I've met, like, they have their quirks, that's for sure. But no, I suppose when you're the host, maybe people tend to be polite. And if anything, I'd say it the other way. So Harry Styles, who was the last artist, we were lucky enough to meet him. And he was incredibly gracious and grateful. And I was really impressed. A lovely man.
Yeah. Is that 3 years ago now?
Yeah, 23, yeah.
Since the last gig at Slane, yeah. Luke Combs is the 18th and 19th of July. So, I mean, is there always kind of a 3 or 4 year gap between gigs, or how does that work?
No, I think this time there has been. We're hoping that won't stay this way now. You know, in the old days, there were generally gigs kind of every year, and that's our ambition, is to try and get back to that if we can. But, you know, it's a tough market and it depends on who's touring and we've got to make it work from a logistics point of view as well.
Do you get to decide who plays there?
Ultimately, the family would have the veto, and you know, it's a strange one because the buck always stopped with Dad.
Yeah.
And I guess that now falls on me. But Dad was very involved in the decision behind Luke Combs, for
was
sure.
He? Okay.
Yeah, because it takes a long time to plan these things.
I can imagine. So for something like, we'll say, Luke Combs, and you can see even some of the listener questions now coming in about that from fans across the country, taking place in 2 months' time. When does the setup for that start? Or like, how long does it take to get something like that in the works?
So planning is at least a year, but in terms of the physical stuff happening, and it's always fun when it does start to happen, because a lot of the guys working and girls working on the crew, some of them have been working Slane for years, and we built up great relationships with them. So it's like friends coming back to the site.
Yeah.
But in earnest, it's about a month is kind of really
stage
what the,
building
yeah,
and
stage building,
and
fencing, clearing roadways, everything else. So yeah, it's a big operation.
Adam has sent in this voice note for you.
Hi, Alex. What's the strangest thing that's ever happened at the castle?
Strangest thing? I think the strangest thing was probably a difficult thing, and that would have been the fire in 91, which nearly, you know, finished things, I suppose. And that was strange because I wasn't there. I wasn't in the country at the time. Dad was. And, you know, I think Dad was an incredibly determined individual, and I remember a couple of people saying, well, I guess that's it, Henry. But they clearly didn't know him because he fought very hard to bring it back. So that was, for me, the strangest thing that's ever happened, was seeing you know, the place, obviously, you love and your home on fire on the television. That was pretty strange.
Very difficult. And obviously, a huge level of restoration work has gone into it now to restore it and bring it back.
Yeah. And Dad now had no insurance at the time. The premiums were off the charts. So he had to run the gigs and do various other things. So that's why it took 10 years and we reopened for U2 in 2001.
Okay. Luke has sent in this voice note for you.
What artists would you love to see perform in Slane?
Oh.
So I won't go into specific ones.
Oh, but, no, please do.
No. Well, what I would say is, like, an Irish act headlined the first show, being Thin Lizzy. And then we obviously had two amazing shows with U2 in 2001. And I'd love to see an Irish act headline again. And I hope that will happen, but I'm not going to say anymore.
Well, they're doing their residency at the Three Arena. Listeners got in touch to say, is there any truth to the Oasis Slane rumours?
All I've said on that is, you know, I love the band. They did two shows at Slane. You know, they supported REM and then they headlined in 2009. Both amazing shows.
Yeah.
And they'd certainly be welcome back again, but let's see.
Okay, it's an open invitation. You too, another suggestion again. Surely they're due to a date back at some point.
Yeah, well, we have a long relationship with you too. And, you know, they're another one. They'd always be welcome back.
Mike, is this question for you?
Hi, Alex. Are there any legends or ghost stories linked to the castle?
So I have never seen a ghost in the castle. I have felt something, though, in one particular bit at the top of the main staircase. But I would say that even as a child, it was never a malevolent force. It was kind of almost a comfort. But I definitely do feel something, and others have as well, in that particular spot. But I don't know.
What happened there? Or did anything happen there?
I don't know, actually. And then we had a funny instance in that we all used to do act as tour guides, you know, when we were kids. Dad would put us to work and we'd fill in. And then I remember having one group who came around on tour, and they started looking a little bit irritated as the tour went on. And so I upped my game and got even more chatty, and it still wasn't working. And so I had to interrupt and say, you know, sorry, have I said something to offend you? Anyway, they said, well, we're just a bit disappointed. And I was like, oh, I'm so sorry. Why is that? And he said, well, you're not telling the stories about the ghosts. And I was like, what? Sorry, what ghosts? Anyway, they then said, well, last time we were here, the tour guide told us this story about a boy who haunts the back staircase because he fell from the top rail and perished. And I was like, can you tell me what this tour guide looked like? Anyway, it turned out it was my brother, and he was just making stuff up to keep himself amused.
Poetic license.
Yeah.
And then
so
you can't
be doing that.
No, yeah. Definitely not. We've another voice note in from Ryan for you.
What artists have had the biggest impact on Slane's reputation?
I would say, if you look at the legacy, and it is quite a legacy, the ones probably, the big famous ones would definitely be Queen with Freddie Mercury. I think that's one of the ones where People loved to say they were at, maybe even if they weren't. It was just amazing. And I remember seeing that as a young boy, and the energy of him as a front man was just, you know, he was one of the best. And I was very privileged to be able to see that. And then I think the Springsteen gig was a huge one.
When was that?
Springsteen was Born in the USA tour, and I believe it was 86.
Okay.
Yeah. But that was massive. No support, you know, that would be kind of unthinkable now. He just went on himself. So those two kind of stick out. And I remember Springsteen in particular, I was with Dad at the bottom of the ramp as he walked up on stage. So we kind of wished him well, and up he walked. And the noise as he came into view was so loud, we couldn't see the crowd. But when they saw him, the hoarding beside us started vibrating.
Really?
And Dad looked at me, and he just had this amazing grin on his face, you know, because the energy of that crowd in that moment, it must have been, I suppose, terrifying for Bruce, but he handled it like the pro that he is.
Do you feel a weight on your own shoulders now, Alex, as part of the Castle, or for, you know, gigs, you know, running it as a business into the future and getting more gigs and big names to perform there? Like, is that now, and you're kind of after your dad, is it a pressure, or is it something you're kind of looking forward to?
It's a pressure of sorts, but I think I'm incredibly grateful and lucky to have that position, and I've got an amazing team behind us, and Karina, my wife, is, you know, a huge support. But it's a great responsibility, but it comes with enormous gifts as well. So yes, the pressure is always on, but I think I work well under pressure, and you have to in that kind of scenario. Yeah.
Listener is wondering, we had Ryan's voice note there, 087-1400-106 is the number. Do the artists stay in the Castle when they're performing there?
Occasionally. Hasn't happened in a bit. You know, tour schedules now are pretty punishing. So, you know, quite often they may actually just be straight out of the country after the show. So it depends on how the tour schedules go. We certainly always invite them up to the Castle, even if they're not staying. Yeah. You know, we're playing host, and so we want to show the best of Irish hospitality.
Yeah, offer them at least a tea or coffee, I suppose.
Yeah, yeah. Or maybe something a bit more than that.
More than that. Any artists you'd never welcome back?
I would. Dad taught us from him. Even if that were the case, I would never be so disrespectful to say that. Like, there have been, you know, I suppose some gigs are tougher than others, but generally people have been hugely respectful when they come to Slane, and you know, artists, the best artists are the ones who really, really cherish their fans, and it's an immensely privileged position to stand on a stage and where people have paid good money. And I think the vast majority of people are very grateful for that.
Finally, just Traitors Ireland, obviously recorded and produced and filmed at Slane. Was that an exciting project?
Yeah, brilliant project. Yeah. Great fun, actually. I mean, we were living in a film set, which was pretty extraordinary. So we continued living on in the building. So we had some funny moments, whether it was the dogs running through the set or the kids meeting the cast on the school run. But we managed anyway.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Well, look, I know Slane Castle is more than just a home to you. And obviously it's the business of the Airbnb and the wedding venue, and now home of Traitors Ireland and for gigs as well. Luke Combs performing there. Limited tickets available still the 18th and 19th of July. For the moment, though, Alex, delighted to have you with us today. Thanks a million. You'll have to pop back in again to answer listener questions at some stage. But Alex Cunningham from Slane Castle. Alex, thanks for your time.
Thank you so much.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.